the Gold Coast. South Australia at Derby Day. They're racing on a good four. The first three races are on the Parks track there. So the main track, the rail's out 2 metres from the 1200 to the winning post, and true for the remainder as well. And on the Parks track, the rail's out 2 metres from the 1,000 metres to the winning post, and true for the remainder. Nadia Horn joins us now to help us back a winner on this card. Hello to you, Nadia.
Hi, Gareth. How are you?
I am very well. Scratchings during this program, I'll just go through them quickly. Race 1, scratch the 7 and 8. Race 2, scratch 2 and 4. Race 3, put a line through the 13 and the emergency 16, 17, 18, 19 and 20. Race 4 is clear. Race 5, scratch the 1 and the 10. Race 6, scratch the emergency 17, 18, 19 and 20. Race 7 is clear. Race 8, scratch the 2, 4 and 11. And in race 9, put a line through the 1, Streetcar Stranger, who of course comes to Melbourne, and the 16, Shall We Hope. Okay, Nadia, how do we make some money there at Morpheville with your better bets on this program?
Well, the three horses I like, the first of them comes up in race 4. I'm quite keen on number 3, Too Good, Too Hard. Now, she's a mare who's been to this track prior and been placed on a couple of occasions. She resumed recently in the 1,000-metre race, and they really ran it along at a fast clip to the first 600, and she just got a long way back out of ground, and it was only late that she really got warmed up. Look, she's better suited up to this trip over 1,200 metres, and I think she'll be hard to beat here. She's still only fairly lightly raced, having had 16 starts, but she does boast a fairly good strike rate. So I like race 4, number 3, Too Good, Too Hard. My next tip comes up in the Derby, race number 7, and I'm sticking with the filly, number 15, Personal. She's been really well back this morning. They did bet $5. She's now at the 460. She backs up from last week where she was a runner-up in the Oaks, as we know. She is a winner at this trip, having won the VRC Oaks through the spring. She's had a few runs back this preparation. She looks to be primed to run to close to her career peak in this race today. And if she does that, for mine, she's the one to beat and still represents value at the current price. That's race 7, number 15, Personal. And the other horse we like comes up in the Adelaide Guineas in race 8. Keen on number 1, Sherry Tortoni. You're getting back figures. I think that's a pretty good price. He's a month between runs, but he does have far superior form to some of these. He's clearly the class galloper, and he does look very well in here with the 57.5. You know, he was a runner-up in the Australian Guineas after getting back off of a moderate tempo, and he's been going around in much tougher races than this. So the three horses we like are race 4, the 3, race 7, the 15, and race 8, number 1, Gareth.
All right. Do you have a quaddie for a starter, and maybe a play of the day as well?
I do. I think the quaddie will go deep the first leg. 3, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, and 12. Runners 1, 2, 3, and 15 in the second leg. One out the 1 in the Guineas, race 8. And then we'll come home with runners 2, 5, 6, 7, and 11. And as far as our play of the day today, what we'll do is we'll take an all up with some of those horses we like. We'll take race 4, the 3, for the place, into race 7, the 15, the place, and race 8, the 1, the win.
All right. Enjoy your day, Nadia. Thanks for that.
I will. Thanks, Gareth.
There's Nadia Horn.